Welcome to Inside HMCTS. Volunteers Week 2026 is almost upon us, and to mark the occasion, we're hearing from someone whose story really captures what volunteering is all about. I'm Sian, and today I'm meeting Carol Trigg, who has been a magistrate for over two decades, giving her time, expertise, and commitment to the justice system in a way that's left a lasting mark. Hi, Carol. Thanks for joining us today. Can you take us back to the beginning? When did your journey as a magistrate first start?
I first became a magistrate. I was sworn in the 30th of October, 2004. So I'm now in my 22nd year.
22 years, that's remarkable. What did that moment of being sworn in mean to you?
That day when I was sworn in, it changed everything. The way I think, the way I approach life. So it was the best thing I ever did.
I want to ask you about something that is a really significant part of your story. In 2012, your life changed in a very profound way. Can you tell us what happened?
I lost the majority of my sight in 2012. I woke up one morning and I thought, I can't see.
That must have been absolutely devastating. How did you cope in those early days?
4 months. It was a really bad, dark time for me. Really upset. Angry, because I used to get angry because I wanted to do what I used to do.
That's completely understandable. And yet, here you are, still serving as a magistrate today. How did you begin to adapt to that change in your life?
When you lose your sight, you lose, obviously, the largest sensory organ, and you then have to rely solely on your hearing.
And has that shift, relying more on your hearing, actually changed the way you work in the courtroom?
You're not judging them in any way because you can't see them.
That's a really striking observation. I know you're passionate about encouraging others to consider the role, particularly people who might think this isn't for them. What would you say to someone with a disability who was wondering whether they could do this?
For anybody with any disability, there are adjustments that can be put in place. I believe that anybody that wants to serve in the community should be able to.
Carol, we're coming to the end of our conversation, and I want to give you the opportunity to share what this role truly means to you. How would you describe it to someone who has never considered volunteering in this way?
I always let people know that I am a magistrate, and you can't pay for that feeling of doing something and enjoying it for no monetary reward.
Carol, thank you so much for joining me today and for sharing your story so openly and honestly. 22 years of service, navigating enormous personal challenges and still going strong. You truly are an inspiration. To our listeners, if Carol's story has sparked something in you, we'd encourage you to find out more about becoming a magistrate. And if you'd like to see the full conversation with Carol, head over to our YouTube channel where you can watch the video in full. Thanks for listening to Inside HMCTS. In the next episode of Inside HMCTS, we'll be talking about social mobility. We hope you can join us again. Thanks for listening.